We'll be posting timely news articles or press releases, things that we think are important to get the word out about cybersecurity being an important issue, that it's a vulnerability that threatens our country. And we're doing all we can to raise the alarm bell, if you will, and trying to increase the importance of the issue.
How would you assess, sir, the visibility and the awareness that your colleagues here in Congress have on the issues surrounding cybersecurity? There are a lot of moving parts to that, and also the awareness of the American people, because this is also a problem that folks day to day have to deal with when it comes to dealing with technology.
Sure. Well, the issue of cyber related events, cyber vulnerabilities, it can be hard to quantify unless you have been, for example, a victim of computer hacking or identity theft, and all of a sudden then it becomes very real. We're trying to raise awareness about the vulnerabilities that exist in the digital world, if you will, before things happen, whether it's to an individual, to the country, to businesses. We're trying to make sure that we raise this in people's consciousness and then point out ways that we can more closely collaborate on closing those vulnerabilities. For example, very pleased with the work that the Pentagon is doing in standing up this new cyber command. General Alexander, who's the director of NSA, is his first four-star general who will be heading the cyber command. I think the Pentagon is doing an excellent job of addressing cyber threats, and they're as good as they get, really. But even they will tell you that there are still vulnerabilities that exist that they may not be aware of, because it's such a moving target, a very complex issue. We're trying to raise awareness or move the rest of the .gov domain in the direction of having robust defenses. We're not there yet, but it's something I've been talking about for a long time. Congressman McCaul and I were one of four co-chairs of this National Commission on Cybersecurity for the 44th Presidency, sponsored by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And we laid out, there were numerous cybersecurity experts from across the country, both in and out of government, that basically did the bulwark, if you will, on the commission. And we came up with a very robust document that gave the president a real blueprint, if you will, on how best to do cybersecurity. So those are the kinds of things that we continue to work on, and including, again, trying to get the government better organized, better prepared, better defended from cyber attacks. And we just recently, I was able to get an amendment into the Defense Authorization Bill that would give more robust authorities to the cybersecurity coordinator at the White House that President Obama appointed. And I give President Obama very high marks on the work that he's trying to do to raise the awareness of cybersecurity and taking it very seriously, to put programs and measures and people in place so that we're as strongly defended as possible. But it's a moving target. I'd like to see stronger measures in place, and that's why having the stronger authorities for the cybersecurity coordinator would be important. That's what my amendment did in the Defense Authorization Bill.
What can you share with us about the status of the cybersecurity bills that are over here in the House side, and then also the companion measures that are over in the Senate? We've heard that the majority leader over in the Senate is prepared to merge the bills of Senator Lieberman and Senator Rockefeller.
Well, I certainly hope the Senate can move the issue forward, that they can get their act together on cybersecurity. I know that they're talking about it, but as we all know, it can be very difficult to move legislation, it seems, over there in the Senate, particularly when you need a two-thirds vote in order to sometimes pass legislation over there. But I know that Senator Whitehouse has been one of the leaders on cybersecurity over there. He's my senator from Rhode Island. We're proud to be working on cyber issues. He also sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and I sit on the House Intelligence Committee. So we collaborate very closely on cyber issues. But if the Senate can move a bill that's going to give more robust authorities and better defenses to the country, I support it. We're trying to do the same thing over here on the House side. At the very least, the House has passed my amendment in the Defense Authorization Bill, making the cyber coordinator more of a director, if you will, with budgetary authority to better coordinate the government's response and efforts on cybersecurity. We've also passed an update to the FISMA law, the Federal Information Management Security Act, that would give the FISMA update would give basically an update to the FISMA law. So that's another step in the right direction. And I was proud to work with Congresswoman Watson on that amendment. So we're trying to do what we can to move the issue forward and keep it alive and let people know that it's a threat and we want to close it so that we don't have this a cyber 9/11, if you will. Right now, I believe we're in a moment of a pre 9/11 world in the digital domain, and I want to make sure that we never have the worst case scenario hit here in the United States where the .gov domain of the country or our businesses or our economy are threatened.
Mr. Langerman, you've been very generous with your time. Thank you very much, sir.
You bet.
I appreciate your help.